In order to understand today's events, you've got to understand the evolution of genocide or democide, which means government-sponsored genocide, against humanity. Because there's been a radical shift in the methods of mass killing or the methods of genocide. Through most of the 20th century, which saw, by the way, according to the University of Hawaii researcher, 262 million people murdered by governments. So that's over a quarter of a billion people just killed, just exterminated by various governments as they declared war on their own people. And one of those, by the way, is the Holodomor in Ukraine, or in modern day Ukraine, which was carried out by, I believe, the Stalinists, who wanted to starve to death millions of Ukrainians for political purposes, and they did. They deprived Ukraine of food, and millions died. And I don't recall exactly what year that was. I'm thinking it was the 1930s or late 20s, mid-30s, I'm not sure. But that was called the Holodomor, and it's just one of many examples of governments weaponizing food to achieve genocide against a certain targeted group of people. Well, if you track the history of democide or genocide, you understand that there is, of course, there's kinetic weapons that can be used to round people up and then gas them to death, i.e. the Holocaust, Nazi Germany, throughout the late 1920s and all of the 1930s and into the early 1940s, right? So, I mean, that's the history of how that developed. The worst parts of the genocide were taking place, I believe, in the late 1930s and very early 1940s. But that's just one method of governments carrying out mass killing. Food scarcity, we already mentioned. But now what the Biden regime and the globalists have been able to achieve is geoengineering or weather control systems that can cause crop failures with targeted droughts or floods. They have direct energy weapons, DEWs, that can set regions on fire. And many people believe those are from orbiting satellite systems that can, you know, just beam essentially laser energy down or infrared energy into a very tightly controlled beam to set grass fires or forest fires or set buildings on fire, or to even damage particular ships or vehicles if they want. And then now the ultimate weapon of mass death against humanity is, of course, terraforming. And terraforming is pushed through the climate change agenda, which falsely claims that carbon dioxide is a poison and that CO2 will somehow destroy the planet. So by removing CO2 from the atmosphere, what they set in motion, of course, is mass starvation through crop failures. Because CO2 drives photosynthesis, and photosynthesis is necessary for all food crops, by the way, and rainforests, and grasslands, and also aquatic ecosystems, and phytoplankton, and so on. So if you follow the evolution of government genocide against humanity, you notice that the effort on the part of the government has gone from being very difficult to very easy. In other words, it's very difficult to do what Adolf Hitler did and to round up people at gunpoint and then haul them off and gas them to death. That's pretty difficult to carry out because, of course, people will fight back, especially armed people, like the Second Amendment in the United States. But then what other leaders realized, Stalin and Mao and so on, is that you could weaponize food, right? And that was a little easier for them. Because then you didn't have to run around and round people up. All you had to do was deprive them of food, and then they would starve to death and die, achieving your evil aims. Today, you can actually recruit the population to support your efforts to exterminate them. That's the climate change agenda in a nutshell. The globalists have recruited virtually the entire political left in America. They've recruited most, quote, scientists. They've recruited governments and corporations to take part in operations of their own genocide. To actually support it, to say, oh, carbon dioxide's bad, let's suck it out of the atmosphere. And when they do, the whole planet suffers. And you don't have to send, you know, bombs and missiles and military men and tanks into countries to conquer them. All you have to do is take CO2 out of the atmosphere. And you can do that from any point on the planet, by the way, because the atmosphere is shared, obviously. And then you cause mass famine, suffering, death, and depopulation globally as the biosphere collapses. So that's the evolution of genocide that we are now living through. And we've now reached the point of the most scalable genocide in the history of mass killings. This is the most scalable. They're building a pilot project right now in Texas and Louisiana. Joe Biden just announced, I think, $1.2 billion in funding for this new project, which is called the Direct Air Capture Project, DAC. And it's designed to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere and to kill the planet, to kill off all life, to kill photosynthesis, to kill food crops and animals and insects even, because they depend on oxygen as well. And the oxygen comes from plants via photosynthesis. So not only are you sucking CO2 out of the atmosphere now with a large government project, they're also planning on blocking the sun with the stratospheric aerosol injection and other similar programs. Sun blocking programs and CO2 sucking programs. And these are designed to achieve mass global extermination of the human race. That's it. That's the end of humanity if we let them succeed. And that's their plan. Okay, that is their plan. So they don't need the aircraft carriers and the tanks and the artillery. They don't need to force you into a railroad car against your will. In fact, all they need is your compliance with their climate agenda. And that alone will result in you being exterminated as they remove CO2 from the atmosphere and kill off the biosphere. Now, of course, governments of the world are in a hurry, too. They don't want to wait for the climate effects to kick in, which is going to take, it's going to take decades for them to really suck all the CO2 out of the atmosphere. It's not an easy project. They would have to scale it up massively. So in the meantime, since they are in an urgency to carry out mass extermination, they're building and releasing bioweapons and then telling everybody to line up and get injected with another depopulation bioweapon known as, of course, COVID vaccines and booster jabs. So that is the interim method for achieving depopulation in the short term and medium term, whereas the long-term effort for depopulation will come from terraforming operations. And this brings up a really interesting realization, which is that the climate cult is a suicide cult. Every single person who has jumped onto the climate bandwagon is a member of a suicide cult. They're suicide cultists. It's like Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking people. And of course, like with all cults, they don't realize they're in the cult. They just think that that's normal. They think it's normal to pout and complain and cry and block traffic and whatever in order to, quote, save the planet. Well, all you're doing is you're urging the governments of the world to kill you faster by sucking CO2 out of the atmosphere with carbon sequestration operations or terraforming operations as they really are. So understand that probably, I would say at least half of the citizens of Western nations right now are part of the climate suicide cult. They believe in the climate change narrative. They've been psychologically terrorized and then brainwashed and recruited into the cult. And because they believe that Earth is doomed unless they get their way, they are willing to do almost anything in order to get their way. They are willing to use violence. They are willing to demand economic destruction. They are willing to support depopulation. Many of these climate cultists support COVID and celebrated COVID deaths whom they at first claimed, they claimed the deaths were happening among unvaccinated people. So they were cheering that, oh, look, the unvaccinated are dying. And it turns out that's not the case. It's the vaccinated who are dying. And it's the vaccinated who mostly go along with the climate change, you know, death cult. So not only did they kill themselves with the vaccine bioweapon death jab, they're also, those who are still alive are killing themselves with the climate cult. You notice how it's always death for them. They've chosen death again and again and again. Sometimes they escape death if they didn't get, you know, the right batch of the mRNA injection. They may not die right now, but they're on a death cult path because they demand death. They demand depopulation. And they go along with it. And they inject themselves. And believe me, the globalists are happy to comply. If you want to line up and commit vaccine suicide, man, there's a whole bunch of happy globalists who will make those vaccines available for you, probably at no charge. If you just want to take yourself out, you know, you have the full support of the anti-human depopulation pushers. And they will present more and more opportunities for people to take themselves out. Another pandemic, for example, with more vaccines, more jabs. And now they're making the COVID jab, by the way, an annual jab, so that there's a once-a-year opportunity for you to commit vaccine suicide. You know, should you be so insanely stupid. But they can present it to you every year, and they can recruit people who are going in to get useless flu shots, which also don't work, to say, oh, you get your flu shot, you should get your COVID shot, your annual COVID shot, together with your flu shot. Just get it done. Cross it off your checklist. Here's a little vaccine with your name on it. Suicide Susan or whatever. So if you go in there and you're dumb enough to roll up your sleeve and get injected with all these death shots, you know, you're going to get taken out. Now, then, of course, governments that are pushing depopulation could also resort to just more direct weapons, or direct energy weapons in this case. And many people suspect that the Lahaina fires in Maui were, in fact, they believe, possibly set by direct energy weapons, DEWs, that could have ignited the fires on purpose and killed, we now believe, between 500 and 1,000 people, including hundreds of children, who were burned alive in these fires. And I wonder, by the way, I wonder what the vaccine uptake percentage was among the native Hawaiian people. And I'm just guessing that it wasn't very high, but I may be wrong about that. I think that Hawaiian, like the colonizing Hawaiian residents, who are mostly North Americans or, you know, European ancestry or what have you, who moved to Hawaii, they probably had very high vaccine uptake because, for whatever reason, white people love to commit vaccine suicide. That's just something about white people. It's like they love to be obedient to the pharmacies. But a lot of more indigenous people, including Native Americans and also the, you know, Polynesian ancestry Native Hawaiians, and also, by the way, a lot of African Americans, they reject the vaccines. They reject them. And they reject them for all the right reasons, you know, because of the history of medical experiments being performed against black people in particular, you know, Tuskegee and others. There are many medical experiments carried out against blacks in America. Some recruited black military, active duty military soldiers for experiments. And sometimes they recruited black prisoners, but they were usually targeting black people. And why they do that? Because, of course, they wanted to achieve depopulation efficiency among people of African descent because they wanted to run depopulation campaigns against African nations. That's been the goal of the U.S. empire for decades, is to kill Africa and, you know, depopulate Africa. Nigeria. I mean, look at the population explosion there that's happening right now, and that's something that the Western nations absolutely want to stop by any means necessary. Depopulation, bioweapons, Ebola, you know, terraforming, you name it. So I wonder if the fires in Lahaina were set by government entities or allowed to burn. I'm sure they were allowed to burn. The fire department was called off. They said, oh, it's controlled, and then they left. And then it, you know, burned up a whole town and killed maybe up to 1,000 people. So we know that they are complicit in allowing it to happen. Did they deploy a direct energy weapon to start the fires? There's no way for us to know. We'll probably never know that. But they do have these weapons. And if they can do it to Lahaina, they can do it to any town, anywhere, given the right conditions of, you know, heat and drought. And those conditions can be achieved via geoengineering. So they first use weather control to make your area super dry, full of, you know, tinder and fuel and things ready to burn. And then they can use the direct energy weapons to set the fire, knowing that the conditions are now perfect for the fire to spread. And then they just call off the fire department, and they refuse to respond. They refuse to help. They block off the roads. They did that in Lahaina also. They blocked the roads and where people couldn't escape. And then it's like, whoa, gosh, look, it was a natural disaster. No, it wasn't. It was government genocide against the people of Hawaii in this case. But similar operations will be carried out against people everywhere because human beings are now on the extermination list of the globalists and the governments that answer to them. And those governments include the U.S. government, the illegitimate Biden regime, as well as the Canadian government, the illegitimate Trudeau, you know, Castro Trudeau regime. So in all of these cases, humanity is the target. So it's going to take some real effort to survive all this, by the way. But stay tuned. I'll have more podcasts for you about survival and how to make it through this, how to navigate, how to resist the depopulation agenda. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and of course also Brighteon.com, the free speech video platform. Thank you for listening. Take care.